give us any way that we can move to that conference number.
The conference number of Tecumseh.
To under the yoke of Rome, were now free to start developing and administering their own celebratory feast days. And these have harvest festivals and things of that nature. And invariably, what would happen is that they would sacrifice cats. Now, the purpose for that was to demonize and to bring about any negative association between the Moor, which means cat head, and the animal.
Here comes the brown eagle.
Here comes the brown eagle. And the... Mary just asked me a question about the book with Peter Tecumseh.
Okay.
So what they would do is they would factor in the sacrifice of cats as part of
Artie.
The ritual. Artie.
This is Artie.
How you doing, Artie Sid?
Hey, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well, man. Sorry to hear about your loss.
Yeah, we are hanging in there, man. We're hanging in there, man.
I can imagine. But succinctly, Mary, to answer your question, they would factor into these feast days the sacrifice of cats. And they would use the cat as a scapegoat, meaning the community could place on its animal its sin, similar to the whole concept with respect to Jesus. Jesus would absorb the sins of the world. The cat would do the same thing throughout Europe with these feast days. So, Rome incorporated a feast day called the Feast of Attis, A-T-T-I-S. And
don't forget to include how, by having the A-N-T, it's automatically implied that the C is there.
Yeah, exactly. Attis was the consort and son of Cybele, which began in Asia, but was incorporated by the Roman Catholic Church. And so the message that came through Crowley that ultimately was a part of the Book of the Law, which would have to be carried out by those who had adherents of the Crowleyism, consumed, just like the whole concept of communion. The whole concept of communion is you symbolically are eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Messiah. And through that intake, you commune with that entity.
Right.
Well, that's symbolic with a wafer and wine. But there are certain individuals who practice and participate in that literally. I mean, Sarah's familiar with that, the drinking of blood and the eating of flesh.
Absolutely. They do it for the spirit, and if they can take your last breath, then genetically they have the entire record of your soul, and then there's individuals whose DNA is more pure than another.
Right.
And they will want to drink that pure because it keeps their blue blood stronger.
That's the operative word. You're right, sir. That's the operative word, pure. See, that's why the Cathars, they call themselves the pure ones.
The pure ones. That's correct. And, you know, when the Pope had all of them slaughtered, he didn't just have them slaughtered indiscriminately. He had them slaughtered. They expunged from the records all the information about ritualistically, there were certain ones pulled aside, and they took their last breath, as they did Lady Diana. They breathed their last breath because when the soul leaves in the left ventricle of your heart, doctors have found that there is something that weighs 0.006 tenths of an ounce, and that is your soul's light. Well, they want that, and if they get your last breath, then they have the record of you, and if you have blue blood, it opens up genome landscape, it opens up DNA on the genome landscape of the spirit, and then all of that person's experiences is immediately accessible to them. It lights their fire, in other words, it's pure fire.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I said in the past, Mary, that they don't call themselves Catholics for nothing.
Yeah, really.
They know it.
And it goes on to this very day. I mean, I could name some...
And, of course, for the listeners, Catholic, if you break it down for those that haven't been following these conferences and that, the Catholic broke down is cat holy.
And holy.
Yeah, holy cat. So they're actually the followers of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they present themselves publicly, but in actuality, behind the scenes, they're embracing the serpent. See, the word Apep in the Kemetic language, when Ra defeated the serpent in what's called the Night of the Great Battle, in the Papyrus of Ani, A-N-I, that the serpent in the Kemetic language, in the Egyptian language, is Apep, A-P-P-E-P. But that's with vowel insertion. Without the vowels, it's A-P-P or P-P, which are the same base consonants for the word Pope.
Right.
Pope is P-O-P-E.
Yeah, because all you do, because you just put insert the vowels in between the consonants.
So he's the great serpent.
He's the great serpent.
He's the great serpent. He presents himself as the cat, the head cat.
Well, look at the mouth of my head.
Okay, you on, bro.
Like the fish, but also like the cat. Now, we either had someone come or go.
No, that was someone that came on. That was one of the tribal members, JT, that's on.
JT.
Hey, guys, I got to step out for a minute. I'll come back in.
Oh, please do, because there's so many questions I have to ask you already.
Okay.
Okay.
So just press zero?
No, you're hanging up and then going to call back in, right?
Yeah.
Just
call
hang
back
up.
In? All right.
Yeah, just call back in.
Okay.
All right.
So to show you how I've dotted every I and every T, I know I'm making strong accusations about a very powerful institution. So I have to make certain that
I've always known that there is of human and blood sacrifice involved in the Catholic Church, but I wanted to bring that up, so that others are very aware of this practice. Because that I did not know about this particular ceremony. Now,
Atis, A-T-T-I-S. And A-T-T-I-S is synonymous to A-D-D-I-S, because both the D and the T are convertible letters.
Well, did you tell them about when you have the A and the T, it's automatic, they're supposed to automatically assume that it's the C?
Just by Kemetic implication, if you have a word that begins in A-T, the C is implied. That's why we know that the word Atlantis is Catland.
Well,
or Atlanta.
And Cape Hatteras is also another coded thing, too. Cape Hatteras.
Mm-hmm.
So Atma in philosophy,
Atma.
Represents the higher mind. Atma.
Yeah, A-T-M-A. Katma.
Yes, and then Maha. Look at Mahadeva.
For the Masons, he's my worship master.
Mahadeva, Mahamanvantara. Listen to that.
Okay.
These are the gifts of time.
Those
Mahamanvantara.
That's right. Did you say Tara?
Yes, T-A-R-A.
Right, we talked about that last night. That's synonymous with Mary, or Maury.
Yeah, but he didn't hear the rest.
Of what? Which part?
The other part, the Maha.
Maha Manvantara. Maha refers to the mother, and Taha refers to the father. So Maha, Man, M-A-N, Van, V-A-N, Tara. Maha Manvantara is 100 years of Brahma, which translates into 311 trillion, 40 billion years of time. And over that 311 trillion, 40 billion years, seven seed Manus will rule and decide the fate and the consciousness of all within. And in those 70, seed Manus, they come forth as Anis or Anu. Look at your papyrus of Anis.
Oh, yeah. That's right. No, that's so true.
And basically what they're after is they're after the breath. This is why they want virgin, and this is why they want the first sexual application or first sexual urge, because it's an energy, if drank by someone else, will open up the chakras artificially. It's just like you have a starter to an engine, you put the key into the engine, you turn it over. If it won't start, you get under the hood, and you put two naked wires together, and the engine starts. You short circuit. If you want to open up the chakras, and specifically the throat and the brow chakra. If you use the pure, listen to that word, kathar, pure energy of the first sexual expression, in particular, if you penetrate a virgin, and then you cut your throat simultaneously and drink up the blood at the breaking up of hymen, then you've got a high energy that can take you into exaltation. We call that transcendence.
Absolutely. Also, consumption of the menstrual blood is part of one aspect also called
Starfire. Well, the consumption of the menstrual blood, it was the manas from heaven that all the individuals ate. And in particular, when we have the Anunnaki here, of course, the key on the end is the key to the blood. When we have the Anunnaki and then Marsag with the first nurse, all of them, even the gods from the Nibiru planet, they drank of her lactose and her blood to keep them young because they aged artificially fast here. And the menstrual blood has the power and the fire in it. They call it the fire mist. And it was a ritual that was regularly preserved. And that's another reason they called it the night of the moon. They used to seclude the female during the menstrual cycle, particularly if they had high levels of telomerase within their blood. And they drank that menstrual blood.
Why not put it in my hair?
Well, because the dog or something like that.
On the other side of the water and who they were on this side of the water. Okay. Now, they were at pretty much a vortex on this side of the planet to enter into what we know as the Ohio Valley, which was forbidden. No one was allowed there. Only indigenous people were allowed there. So that's one of the relatives where it first happened in Catlettsburg, where it was one sacrifice that was made. It was there.
That's where Catlettsburg comes in, is for the first sacrifice? Oh, okay.
Well, that's where one took place. That was back in the early
That's in Kentucky, right?
That's
in Kentucky. That's in Kentucky, right?
That's in Kentucky. Yeah. That's right at the border with the three states of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania all merged right there at the entrance to the Ohio River. It was called the Mouth. And that's where the Mouth is,
Big
where the
Sandy,
Big Sandy,
remember?
River.
That's where the Big Sandy is? Oh,
that's where the Big
right.
Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and
West Virginia all merged as one at one point at the entrance to the Ohio River. And that land was owned, Catlettsburg, that land was owned by my ancestors, the Catlets. But they were mixed breeds. They were Native American, they were Shawnee, and European.
They were citizens. They were citizens, is what they were. Right. And then the other reason was they had to sacrifice a cat. So they had to find a cat to sacrifice.
See, the name Catlett originates in Europe. It originates with the Cathars.
Right.
They get a double whammy. They get someone with the name Cat, and they get a Cathar. That's a double, triple bonus.
Plus they got a drummer.
Which was even more important because of the one that is connected to the rhythm.
And your dad was a drummer?
World-known drummer. Part of what went through, because, see, the djinn, or the entity from the other side, there's a couple of them. Marat was one of them, is Marat and another one, that they showed people stuff that they weren't supposed to, that humans weren't supposed to learn to do. And see, Einstein and going in with that Philadelphia experiment, they were trying to go to them instead of having them come out through the wormhole or the vortex. That's the whole difference, is that they were trying to enter into that realm without dying a physical death. Okay, because then you could just use physical mechanics to do that, and you don't have to go through any, you don't have to be either a purified entity or such a corrupted that you call on the negative forces in the universe to get you in to that.
The cat is the medium between this plane, this three-dimensional plane, and the so-called dark side. That's why they identified it or associated with darkness and therefore the devil and all that hocus-pocus.
Right.
It is the medium between this realm, this three-dimensional reality, and the unseen realm, the realm of darkness. But not darkness negative, darkness impenetrable and unattainable by feeble mind.
Right, 4D, starting at 4 density. So, and this is why the Egyptians wore black, and a lot of that is symbolizing that they had the knowledge to go over to the other side. And a lot of the connections with small tribes, your Romas or your Gypsies, the people, the certain monks and priestess in China and certain places of Russia and South, all over the world are kind of people that can interact and cross over. So what they were doing is they actually received information from the negative entities to that the entity set to who to sacrifice. And their target of the sacrifice wasn't the big one, it was the little one. But they had to go, they wanted to get the big one too. Because they picked the...
Well, they wanted to get him out of the way. And that
right.
would leave me vulnerable without a dad.
Right.
Without someone to watch over and guide my future.
And
to leave me susceptible.
They called us there. And we have the proof and the information on that. And South Bend, Indiana, is some of the other territory. It's that vast.
See, it's a vortex there in South Bend. And the reason they call it South Bend, Indiana, is because the St. Joseph's River that juts into Indiana from the Great Lake comes in, and then it turns northward. It goes against gravity.
Well, this one. Wait a minute. Now, this one does here in Burlington too. One actually goes in to Burlington through Burlington,
yeah.
And then the other one goes out of Burlington.
Yeah.
So it's run. The two rivers are running set different ways.
And it runs against. Does it run north?
Yeah. No, I believe north and south.
If it runs northward, then it's running against gravity.
Yeah, I believe one does. Yeah, because east. Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like a windy river, but anyhow,
Let me mention this quickly. This is from a piece called The Merovingian Mythos and its roots in the ancient kingdom of Atlantis. And you can pull this off the web. You just put that in. The Merovingian Mythos and its roots in the ancient kingdom of Atlantis. And the discussion centers around this thing that's called the Cross of Lorraine. It's that it's the cross with the vertical and then two horizontal.
Right.
All right. I'm certain all of y'all have seen it.
Yeah.
But it discusses that, and it made an association between it representing the arms of Jesus. But they say it's much older than that. It says, however, this symbol is far older than the modern conceptions of Christ and Satan or Lucifer. This symbol can be traced back to the hieroglyphs of ancient Sumer, where it was pronounced cat, comma, cad, K-A-D, that's because the D and the T are convertible, K-A-D, cad, and sometimes cod, K-O-D. This was another title for the king, who were known as gods of the sea. And the word Kati became associated with this entire race. Their region's capital was called Amaru, A-M-A-R-R-U.
And that
Amaru.
Is, and that's America, North America, isn't it? Amaru?
That's right. The land to the west, right here.
Sounds similar to the name that Artie has. But go ahead.
Now, what was that? We do a Google search for what now?
You just do a Google search. Just type in...
It's on Bibliotech.
Merovingian Mythos, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
There.
I sent you the link.
There.
Merovingian Mythos.
Hon, you send me so many links.
It's under Bibliotech, remember?
Okay.
You wrote one article for them.
Oh, yeah, Merovingian Mythos. Mythos, okay.
And it's
okay.
Roots in the ancient
And that was
ancient
the one that I answered back on. Okay, gotcha. I understand. Okay, so you have... You have Caddisburg, or wait, you have Caddisburg as one vortex, which is at
Caddisburg, Caddisburg.
You're in a whole different side of the, it's a different world. Being on the east side of those mountains and area, and then you go through that little territory and you're on the other side, it's all wide open to the rest of the United States. If not, you have to walk up these mountains. There's only about three or four passages that you can go through like that.
You see, it was called that point where all three of those states come together.
Right.
West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky. At that point is the entrance to the Ohio River, which was the main water thoroughfare to get into the interior. So that was
which was the Big Sandy.
Yes, that's where the Big Sandy begins. And that river was called, anciently, it was called the Catawawa River. Catawawa. And that was the means by which the explorers, moving westward from Virginia, from Maryland, would move westward, come over the Shenandoah Mountains, the so-called Cumberland Gap and all that, and move inland through the Ohio River. So that land was very important. However, it was owned by a so-called half-breed. So at that point in time, in the early 1800s, the Catlins had amalgamated with the Native Americans, the Shawnee. And keep in mind, that's why that state, Kentucky, their state mascot is the Wildcat. The Kentucky Wildcat.
Mm-hmm. And then you have another vortex opening Big Bend, Indiana.
South Bend.
Okay, South Bend, Indiana.
Which is where Notre Dame is.
That's where Notre Dame is located, too?
Look at Big Sandy and South Bend. They're still BS and SB.
Which secretly stands for Bass.
Right. The code.
I'm seeing it. The B, okay, BS.
BS, you got to put a vowel point in between those two consonants.
So look for the code BS or SB.
See, most of the waterways were given names that were associated with the male aspect of feline because of what it provided for the Native American people. Nourishment, food, transportation. It was the mother.
Now, what made South Bend so unique?
Hold on one second.
The water flows because it's the magnetic, electromagnetic, making the water go in the opposite direction.
Water flows.
Flow north.
Water flows north.
You see, and the number one private Catholic diocese school is Notre Dame. Number two is the school I went to. The college I went to is Gannon University. St. Bonaventure, St. Joe's, and all of them are in the teens and approaching the 20s.
Okay, got it. Okay, now, what was Sarah, you said there was four vortexes?
Well, there has to be four ritualistic sacrifices, and that is why I want to know where's the other three that would have happened back then.
The other two. They already attempted on him twice.
Well, there's four at any given point. So you see, there's three others selected besides you, Hamza. Where are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Yeah.
There's always four. There'll be four different locations. One of them would have certainly taken place in Bohemia in the Skull and Bone Society in San Francisco area. So there's got to be three others, and they are going to all be in music. They're going to all be prominent. You see, usually pure blood will have a pure talent, an extraordinary talent, such as your father had. And they'll also have similar initials. So their initials might be, instead of SC, CS.
Well, you know what? Now you just gave me chills, Sarah, because you weren't on the phone last night when I shared that what happened was a similar circumstance centered around the movie The Terminator. When Arnold Schwarzenegger came back to a time frame because in the future, so to speak, the artificial intelligence, the machines, are running things. However, the humans are putting up a resistance. And the person that's leading the resistance against the artificial intelligence, which Arnold Schwarzenegger represented, was this guy by the name of John Connor. So the idea was to send Schwarzenegger back in time and to find his mother and to kill his mother so she would not have the son, John Connor, who would lead the resistance in the future against the machines. Her name was Sarah Connor, S.C.,
right,
which happened to be the same acronyms as my father and myself.
You know I have to be on. You know I have to have insight because I was not privileged to you guys' conversation last night.
Right,
absolutely.
It was
Sarah Connor was her name. That's the one that Schwarzenegger came back to look for in that movie.
And all these movies are fabrics of time. That's why I want to get off to both of you, even you, Mary. But you're so busy. The book called Time: The Measurement of Consciousness, because consciousness is the time loop. And it repeats itself. And I can even describe for you how it repeats itself. But it always has to have four. The secret to manifestation of anything, even in ritualistic sacrifices, is four.
See, Sarah, I was sharing with them that the writer of that movie was James Cameron. And the Cameron family were a part of the Philadelphia experiment that Peter had tapped into. He has factored in and found a consistency between the Cameron and the association with this whole time and going back in time and that type of thing. And that James Cameron was the director and the writer of The Terminator.
And he's 33rd degree Mason.
Isn't that,
and, of course, naturally, he named the woman Sarah Carter.
Connor.
Sarah Connor, which was naturally a code for those in the know to let them know of the SC, the SCCS, as far
and
as the sacrifice
CR.
Go.
And the CR.
And the CR.
Right.
If you'd like to know what my nickname was growing up, I'd like to know what it means. Polly and Nancy.
That's weird because Polly and Nancy are very common Native American, a lot of them are interchangeable. I have relatives in my bloodline whose name was Nancy, and they called her Polly, and even my uncle married someone whose name was Nancy, and they called her Polly. Okay.
Now,
so,
let me tell you, something else just clicked. Listen, do you know that when Arnold Schwarzenegger came to America from Austria, would you like to know who sponsored him?
Who?
Who brought him here? Joe Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. Joe Corsi. Do you know who Joe Corsi is?
No, was he the bodybuilder?
He's the bodybuilder, and he used to, you know, sponsor all of these. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger not only came here at his sponsorship, but lived with him, and I waited on him all the time in the restaurant called Francesco's, because I was at that time. And Joe Corsi sponsored and brought him here, and of course picked up all the tab while he went and won all these titles and so forth. And so that's another interesting aspect. Joe Corsi.
He's the builder of the world's gym.
That's correct. And isn't that interesting? Joe Corsi, Mr. J.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
John Connor.
See, the sacrifice,
John
according
Connor.
To the prescription, the sacrifice has to be done inside what is called the magic circle. Sarah probably is very familiar with this.
Yes.
Because the idea is the spirit will not be able to be released if it's done within the magic circle. So they chose the Civic Opera House in Chicago, Illinois, because the opera house was historically known as the Theater of the Round. That's why the word opera starts with an O. And that led me to factor in that in all likelihood, the set...
Another cat.
And see, there was a cat that founded it, and he was French. His name was Disable. Okay, and he was at 33rd degree.
from Haiti. And they couldn't just, they had to send very powerful medicine people that knew different things up into those areas. The same was Sacagawea, the one that she had the first child, her first child by. All right? These were 33rd degree French people that were from Haiti.
Hey, excuse me, I have to step back out again, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
The word had returned.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
okay.
When you're talking about these portals, these entrances into these portals, how do we know which ones are there? How many entrances are there to these portals? These portals, are they used for time travel?
You talking about when
like Humza said that there was one in South Bend, there was one in Cattlesburg.
Those are just
they're power vortex.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you can power out anywhere, but those are real. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have ley lines crossing each other.
Yeah.
Extraordinary power forces there. When they do, it's easier to enter a wormhole, and it's also easier to draw power from it.
Right.
It's magnified in power if you're over a stargate, which is a cross.
So there would be so it creates a stargate.
That's right.
But the water knows where to go.
That's one of the keys to come to, is that water. Water being a conductor of electricity, because we're talking about electromagnetic energy. So water is the primary area or primary element in identifying these points. And normally where there are forks in the roads or fords, ford means a crossing.
Right.
So water changes directions.
Like it does here in Burlington. Now, so how can we have a stargate here? Because I've actually photographed the stargate with UFOs going in and out.
Mary, we're not surprised at anything that they show. As simple as that. You can go anywhere you go, it's going to be a show.
Mary,
all right?
It's the show.
Yeah. The show, is. That's what I'm saying. They do that. So, I'm be knowing to you, wherever you headed to, right, is something going on. All right, if you go to the store, anything that's further than a mile from you, it's for sure something is happening, probably within a mile.
Well, you gotta, that's why I suggest you read Riley Martin's book, Mary.
I really need to get a hold of Riley Martin. Riley Martin's book? It's, and for the listeners, very, very important that you read Riley Martin's book.
It's very important because, see, when they abduct at a very young age, and Sarah probably can attest to this, when they abduct at a very young age, they've implanted in your subconscious an assignment, essentially.
Yes,
and they watch over. And they watch over to see how you are carrying out their assignment. So for you to have this constant interaction, constant, consistent visions and sightings, the reason is because they've given you assignment. That's why I said you got some lost time situations in your background.
Well, Sarah was the one that figured out about my missing 7 years of childhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another thing, even on her website, see, she has pictures of individuals I see. I see faces down here that are 12 to 25 feet tall coming out of the water. Well, I see them down here in Florida. Well, she has them in her picture. See, she's able to take them. But
Did Artie give Humza that name?
What name?
The name he needs to spell.
No, he didn't, because they already haven't been on the phone. The coming of Stan. And Mary, you got Riley's number, don't you?
No.
Well, we're going to give it to you. And Humza.
Send it to me, email.
Yeah, but he don't answer your phone anyway if Humza don't clear the path. Humza, can you handle that, brother?
God, certainly can.
Well, what I'd like to do is get a conference call with Hamza and all of you and Riley Martin in the evening sometime when everybody is more relaxed and see. Apparently, these alien beings that I'm photographing look almost identical to Riley Martin's.
Oh, good.
So we need to find out.
Hey, Hamza. Do you know that I knocked one of the little aliens off my bed before, one of the little baby grays, and that little sucker jumped up there and bit me with them tiny little teeth, and I bit the little sucker back.
No kidding.
And they shocked me with the blue light when I did it, but, I mean, the little grays, they've practically lived with me for 20-some years in California.
Wow.
And I'm the only one that I know that's been bitten by one of them, the little bitty one they were training him. And he bit me when I knocked him off the bed.
I just thought about something with that title around his book. When you just look at it in acronym form, it's TCT, the coming of
the cat. Oh, my God. That's right, the coming of the cat.
That's it.
How about
what about that name, Artie's name?
Look at Artie Crippen, you're right.
Yeah.
Artie, are you on?
No, he's not on yet.
Artie, get back here. We got questions. Ain't that right, Mary?
A-T-N-C-R, the whole name, his whole name.
It's loaded.
Yeah. But he has another name that his grandfather, somebody gave him. Remember, Sarah?
Yes, he's got another one. He wanted you to analyze. Well, two different women gave it to him in one day.
Yeah.
It's like when I was at a seminar in Sacramento, California, and contemplating suicide, a lady walked up to you about this name, Hamza, because two different women gave it to him over the course of a day, both medicine women.
And he wanted to inform him, to inform us, that things don't look good, and that they intend to remove from the planet 144,000. Now, they downloaded into his memory, 144,000 images of which he draws. That's what Sarah is speaking of. He's drawn he hadn't completed, but he's in the process of drawing 144,000 images. No two of them are the same. However, they all have the same symbols within them. The pyramids, circles, and what we call an ankh, a Kemetic or Egyptian ankh.
He also has directions in there that I recognize that are symbolic. He also has interplanetary symbols in there that I recognize. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a universal language from one culture to another out there in the cosmos. And I see some of those cultural symbols that come from geometry for one thing and the directions mm-hmm. for another. Now, I haven't read his book, you see. I interviewed him without it. But I had a lady who heard his Coast to Coast, and she heard them replay Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And she that I asked him more pertinent questions, and that she thought that he gave so much on my show. But it was, I think, because I could relate to him. I think Mary will relate to him.
Oh, well, without a doubt.
And he said himself. Exactly. You just click. And he said that his interview with me made more sense than any he had done. What he was really saying is, I could relate to him.
Absolutely. And see,
so that name again.
That name was on Andorra. And he doesn't know exactly how to spell it. I spelled it O-N-R-A-N-A-N-D-O-R-A.
But well, something, there's a cat. What's the cat? Dora cat. Something.
Let me think of the cat.
It's a cat.
Well, wait, no. The door is an opening.
I know, but it's a common cat. It's a cat. Andorra? What's it? Hell, it's a sweater, the same name.
That's Angora.
Angora. Well, you own something, Tecumseh, because if you recall, Jesus, who was that? The Montgomery, we mentioned the name Montgomery. Who? Montgomery.
Right. Elizabeth Montgomery.
And
her name.
Her mother's name was Andorra.
Oh,
Andorra.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and remember, wasn't that that woman, Samantha's mother or mother-in-law of Bewitched, wasn't her name Andorra or something like
Andorra.
That?
Andorra. Mm-hmm.
And so his is Andorra or something like that.
Now, we went to that home last night. Am I right, Hamza?
Yeah, we sure did.
I don't even remember it was so much on that. Was you on then, Mary?
Uh-huh.
Or was it?
I think.
You guys were on, not me, last night.
I know, I was on with you guys last night for a while.
And Dora. Yeah, that's on, well, we're doing it phonetically, so.
Well, we're doing it phonetically because he did not know its spelling.
He did not know how to spell it.
Figure it out.
So it has to be on, which is any interchangeable vowel, because he's involved with the I am people. I am people. So it
would really?
Be
really?
It would be a I.
Okay, and you see, that's where I have my special connection, is I am. And as you know, everything I write it as I am, with the I and the am together as one, I
well,
am.
Well, he probably has the A there with the A, M, like am, but it's coming through as am, and then an, Dora.
Don't forget that on, A-N, is the root cause.
Right, on and arm.
How did you spell it, Sarah?
A-N is the root cause, and Anu is seed root cause. So, for instance, that's why the guy Anu in the Anunnakis was considered the seed root. So that would mean that genetically we have to have his seed. And Antu, they always altered the wife's name, his real wife. His concubine was Anki's mother. That would be his half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely the real mother of Anlil was Antu. So he also her name.
Oh, that's right. So O-N-E-N-A-N, all those are synonymous.
They're all synonymous, that's right. So
right.
On, or look, you know, look at that word, Manu, seed, root, cause of an entire eon of time.
Now this one I have never in the founding of Atlantean civilization. A force of Anunnaki later returned to Earth and attempted to reclaim what they thought to be their world and their slaves. The Celts called them the Na-Fertut or something. The Celts called them the Dragon Kings. The Anunnaki exploited the humans, using them as pawns against the Danann, filling the humans with fear and jealousy. The Danann took the war to the Anunnaki, with the conflict extending even to the other planets, which became immortalized and disguised as a war in the heavens. A Danann colony from Earth settles on Mars, observing the terms of the truce, wherein both races agreed to leave Earth. Enlil, the last of the Anunnaki and one of the original architects of man, refuses to go quietly into the other realms, determined to use the hybrid race to spread his beliefs. Enlil makes his base in Ireland, the former kingdom of the Danann. Having broken the pact, none of his own race come to his aid, and he is vanquished by Patrick.
In ancient Hebrew, whenever you see a T, the T denotes in Hebrew snake.
Yeah.
So that may help you in your assessment to distinguish what from what.
Murdoch, Mike and his angels. That when they talk about the war, talking about the guru. Mike and his angel fought against the dragon. It's only one battle. It's the same battle.
It's the half brothers and their kids are fighting the dragon.
Well, I'm just telling you, this is what I found out, that that these two are a separate race.
Mm-hmm. One is reptilian, one is feline.
Right.
Yeah, they're separate factions.
Well, I don't know if they're separate factions, because now it goes on to the two races intermingled their genetic material to create the forebears of the Archons, also known as the First Folk.
So that's what Tecumseh was saying, they're cousins.
They later went on to intermingle their bloodline.
So that's how they always been.
They went on to intermingle.
We have no known history. Everything is coming out of a single seed and then a pair.
And then it says, and then it goes on to say, the first folk of the Archons settled in Asia and used the technology given to them by both the Danann and the Anunnaki to build a civilization. Lam, okay, L-A-M, which I often wonder is not I am, was born sometime during this 1,000-year period. His race mingled their blood with that of the superior humans, which became later known as the Blue Bloods. So,
then it's just a fold. When you're saying Asia, right? It's like across the river.
Right, right.
They're the Samura. It's like they're all within, I'd say, a couple hundred miles of each other. The ones who this started, and they just go and they fight on the physical level. They fought all the way. They fought up there where the Celts and stuff were. They fought. All the way down in South Africa. That's where they went. They went because this is where Enki and Enlil and all of them went and created those beings that continued to work. They didn't know that they weren't supposed to work as much as they worked. All right.
Uh-huh.
Then you go all the way over there past India, where the Nagas, and the people who worship the serpent power. On all the way to the coast, Cambodia and Laos, and that's why they have lamb in their names a lot, Lemuria.
Uh huh.
They're all in battle.
Where did you?
They fought in heaven, and they fight in here, and they go fight in hell. You know?
Well, I mean, Six War Genesis. There were Nephilim in the earth in those days. They say giants.
Right.
But that's a mistranslation for Nephilim or Nephilim.
Right.
The earth in those days when the sons of the Elohim found the daughters of men. So the same entities created the Nephilim that created man. And the Nephilim were these reptilians.
Well, where did you get that information, Mary?
It comes, let's see, where did I get the information? Savage Sun, Parallax Red.
Well, part of that is talking about that one, the war that happened over here in the Americas.
Right.
Look, them dudes, I'm telling you right now, they fought in the heaven, all right? Michael and his angels versus the dragon and his angels, or the 200 fallen angels. So all of them are all paired off all over the galaxy.
Right.
And they just, one fighting another one. One chases this one to a planet and find out that his buddy is over there, and he calls his buddy to try to jump on him, and his buddy stopped fighting with one or two of the other guys' buddies, and that's what they're doing.
Well, it says Tutha di Dinan, also known as Divana, Davana, was the enemies of the gods Anunnaki.
There you go. The Anunnaki were the feline.
Yeah, Michael and his angels.
Right.
Versus the dragon.
That's right. And the dragon was cast out. We talked about that last night.
One of their chief deities that reveals the connection to the land of summer is their deified giant king, Lugus, L-U-G-U-S, which translates to mean shining one.
Yeah, light. Lucifer. L-U-G is synonymous to L-U-C.
Yeah. Louis Cipher again.
Louis Cipher. Lucifer.
Well, then that if it goes back to Lucifer,
yeah,
then it goes back
zero.
To then it goes to get then it does. You're right. Then it does go right back to Enlil and Enki.
Exactly. It's an ongoing battle between the reptilian and the felines. It's been going on for eons, billions of years.
Well,
they've been chasing each other all over the galaxy.
Yeah, and we get caught right in the middle.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us bred too. Don't forget, one capture another one, you know what they do.
Yeah.
It's obvious. And people do the same thing. Pretty soon it's going to be just like it's a lot of Vietnamese American people. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about blood. I'm not just talking about them come over here. America goes and fights someone.
Right.
And then bring them to their country in droves and mix. They mix over there and they mix here. And the same thing with either one of those, whether it's the cats or the dragons. If one captured the other one, it's going to mix with it, and then vice versa. And Abraham, they were told, they kept telling, don't mix with the dragon blood. They kept telling that was part of their covenant, was don't mix with them.
Do you know why they asked Abraham to be circumcised as part of the covenant?
Why?
Because the blue bloods, if they circumcised them, the women weren't supposed to sleep with a circumcised with none other than the circumcised man.
Mm.
They couldn't tell the difference between them, so they began the practice of circumcision, and that's why they asked Abraham after the Lord gave him his covenants. He asked him for all of his lineage to therein become circumcised.
Well, this is what I have on the war of Haman and Gog. The Lord will cause the nations of Israel and his people to shake, and they will know that he is the Lord. That's Ezekiel 38:23. The war of Haman and Gog started back in ancient days and predicted to carry on till the final battle of World War III. The war of Haman and Gog is an attempt of Hebrew to restore the religion of the Israelite. In order to accomplish this, all the faiths of the northern system are to be destroyed, along with all those nations in alliance. The entire Trinitarian system will be destroyed, including the Hadithic Islam as we see it now, atheism and humanism. Believing that rabbinical Judaism has kept Judaism from the faith for two millennia, they also will be destroyed. The North and the West, that would be North America, the North and the West will not escape from this battle, for they are also Israel, according to the Hittite alliance of old. Ezekiel, according to their prophecy, their God will bring down Gog from the north and leave only the sixth part of them alive. Gog will attack Israel, but will fall in the open field. Their God will also send a fire on Magog and all those that dwell carelessly in the isles. Gog is the center of symbolic power with its seat in the north in the land of Magog. Magog is connected symbolically with Og in Deuteronomy and Agog in Numbers. Agagites were of the tribe of Amalek, and their descendants also included Haman the Agite in the book of Esther. Magog is also symbolic of the nations as a whole that are opposed to the Hebrew system of God. The Hebrew will bury their dead in the valley of Hamana, or Haman Gog, and burn their refuse for 7 years. The energy derived from these war
machines... It's Armageddon.
Right, exactly. The energy derived from these war machines will supply the power for 7 years. These will not only be nuclear, but vehicle-mounted laser weapons and equipment that involve new technology not as of yet properly deployed.
They're doing that now.
Right.
Armageddon is Hamageddon, which is your Haman.
Right, exactly. And it says it will take seven months to bury the dead in the refuse and cleanse the land. After the 7 months, permanent staff will be employed to cleanse the land continuously. See Ezekiel 39:11-16. Then God will bring upon again the captivity of Jacob, and they will return to Israel. They will not hide his face from them anymore, and he will pour out his spirit on the whole house of Israel. Prior to this millennium, the alliances of war of the end began to form. Some are now already in existence and have been so for some time. The conflict has already started and will continue to escalate as the peoples associated with the demons...
When was
demons,
that written?
I'm writing it right now. This is my book.
Well, it's talking about the 90s.
Right. Let me finish.
It's Babylon.
Right. Prior to this millennium, the alliances of the wars of the end began to form. Some are now already in existence and have been for some time. The conflict has already started and will continue to escalate as the peoples associated with the demons of Gog instigate divisions and do battle. And Og was originally of the Rephaim or the Nephilim, of whom the Hebrew associated with the demons and their systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
reptilian.
I have. That's, huh?
The reptilian system.
Yeah.
The Nephilim.
Yeah.
nephilim, to cast, to mean those that were cast down.
Yeah.
Those are the 200 angels that Tecumseh was referring to. But they were created by the Elohim. They are the sons of the Elohim.
And one of them's name is War, which is the opposite of Mar, because the W is an upside down M.
Yeah, they were the sons of the Elohim.
The last one's name is War, one of them, and Zar.
See, the distinguishing thing is that you place them into species format, anamorphic species. We're talking about the constant, consistent, billions of years war between the reptilian and the feline. However,
right.
The feline is the parent of all of them, us, the carrions, mm-hmm. and the reptilians.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the great cover-up is to man, is because no one knows about the cat.
That's right. That's the biggest secret. Ikey tried to allude to the biggest secret being the bloodline of the reptilians and the so-called royal family and Bush and others. But the biggest secret is the feline. That's the biggest secret.
Right. And then the biggest secret is they're aware that they come out of there, even though they came out through bloodshed and through the serpent. But they still, at least they're holding on to it. The rest of the people are just flying around, just going to work.
I think that this is probably where Lemuria and Atlantis come in.
And their mother. Those
Lemurians were probably the cat, and then from the cat came the Atlantis.
Look, the reptilians know that their parents are the cats. The reptilians, the dragon knows that. As long as everybody else forget who their parents are, then they have more power
right.
than everybody else. And that's what they're playing on. That's why they go in there, the cat out of everything.
And then this comes into what Hamza was talking about, the strains of DNA and how they were able to intermingle.
There you go. There you go.
I don't think Sarah was on when you told about how that works with the DNA, that how they were able to come from the cat.
Yeah, I mean, the nitrogenous components of DNA are all elements that that essentially express the letters T, C, and G, and A. Adenine, quinine, cytosine, and there was one other, thymine. And however, they use the acronyms, the first letter of all of them, which is T, G, A, and C, which are all letters that in anagram form denote cat. But what they've done is they've placed DNA on them as a overall distinguishing name for them, DNA, because, you know, rather, in other words, if all these elements are expressed in varying forms, G, C, T, and A, why don't we call it GTA?
Yes.
CTA, why are we calling it DNA? We talked about this before, I think, sir. It's because they're trying to, DNA is an anagram for Dan, and Dan was the serpent tribe. So this is a way by which to place the serpent as an overall covering identification for this whole genome system that is really, or was really created by the feline. That's when they say they made us in their likeness, we were made in the likeness of the Elohim. They say God in English, but it's really Elohim. Because, I mean, the creator of all things has no likeness. How can we be created in the image of the creator of all things? It has no likeness. It has no image. It's all spirit. However, the Elohim were the ones that created us, and they implanted in us essentially their DNA. And that's why these letters all denote cat in some form or another. But this is a serpent who, of course, controls the whole medicine, all of the, you know, AMA and all that stuff. This is about their way of placing the serpent over the feline as an identifying title for this whole genome structure. Which, anything to submerge, the feline as being the source.
And
except when you come to understand these words, creator, and you look at it in spelling, you know, you're seeing the R, then E-A-T.
And the whole thing with the church. See, the church had to, they participating in destroying that female and escalating that male. That's part of it. And but the Merovingians, with the leverage that they had over them, as their vicar was actually supposed to be a female. Okay, that it's Mary, and it's not Peter.
That's right.
That's why they had to go after the Cathars and the Templars, because they had that information.
Right.
And
what,
the,
right.
Yeah, that the Pope, you have no power. You are no vicar over anybody on this planet. Because first of all, the one that Jesus was alluding to was a female. So that means you automatically out. And everything is all upside down. Your whole system is out.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday with the zero, the world of illusion.
Right. Yeah.
You went on, Sarah. We had a discussion about clarifying the importance of not utilizing the binary code or the computer code. What we did, we took what's called the sextesimal numerological system, which is based upon A equals 6, B equals 12, C equals 18, D equals 24, and every letter, therefore, is six letters, six numbers, excuse me, an increase of six. And the sextesimal system, if you apply that system to the word computer, meaning C is 18, O is, we wrote it down here, let me write, this is important too.
Just tell her what it adds up to, bro.
It adds up, computer adds up to 666.
He pulled that on me one last night too.
Yeah.
Here, I'm trying to figure it all out.
I didn't even add it up, and I knew when I saw part of it when I was writing it down, I knew that
the letter K in the sextesimal system, the letter K is 66. So when they gave us, for example, the KKK.
Artie's back.
Hey, Artie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to hear your voice there.
I'm trying to get through a few things here. People calling, we have this big powwow going on in a couple of days.
Right.
Yep.
Well, Mary has much questions for him. Have you not, Mary?
Hey, well,
We're going. Hamza just went that on that sectarian that the K stands for the 666.
What is 66?
Yeah.
The K in the sextesimal system is 66.
66.
So if you got KKK,
he has six sixes.
Oh, okay. So you know your KKKs in the South. You know that what the KKK is actually standing for is 666.
Yeah, but let's go to Artie's name real quick since he bounced right back on there. What was that name again you were given, Artie?
Red Medicine. No. My name, Andorra Tuanova. Andorra Tuanova.
Andorra.
Yep.
And the second one?
Toranova. Yep.
Toranova.
Well, it's a Torah of...
This is
related
what happened
to the bull.
Yeah, they said that they say 600 million years ago, this is how they put it.
Who's they?
Was created. This is what my grandpa told me.
Oh, okay.
And he said, 600 years ago, you was created. You've been here 100 times. You've always been a shaman. But this is the physical walk on this planet that you are here in front of us. And they call you Andorra Tuanova. You're from the planet Venus. Over 600 million years ago, you were created. And you was created from a rib. I don't know. He said, you're an archangel that came down. And you was descended upon this, but you've been gone for almost 600 million years, just looking for your family.
That's
and everything is what happened to do with the pipe. I was born with a pipe in my hand, my grandpa said. So at 3 years old, I was given a pipe. Now I pick up that pipe, which is only told to do something. And now it's like, I'm thinking, I said, man, can I say no? And my grandpa said, no, you can't. I said, pipe, you were made to carry this pipe. So I was born as a shaman years ago, many years.
The first letter in the first name is A, and the first letter in the second name is C.
There you go.
It's actually, it's Endora. It's E. Endora E. Tornova.
I understand. The E-E-A-E-I-O-U are all convertible letters.
Right.
Because what we're doing, we're trying to spell this out in English. However, if there was a base ancient spelling, the vowel system wouldn't be used. So
Ian is God, too.
But it's, yeah. But if the beginning letter is A or E, then, you know, and the second one is T, the beginning letter is T.
Et.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's why, look, all you got to have in your name is a C. And by nature of you having a C, you have the Hebrew letter Chet.
Oh, speaking about that, Sarah, remember, we knew that my lineage goes back through the Colemans and the Calloways to Nancy Ward, Blessed Woman of the Cherokee. But Hamza told me that Coleman is also the coat Pocahontas. Of arms for the Pocahontas.
No, you're a descendant.
So
Colemans are descendants of Pocahontas, or Makaka. M-A-T-A-K-A.
M-A-T-A-K-A. Well, that's
so you see the P-A-K? The P-A-K?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Read that in, that's right, exactly.
Well, that would be almost like Montauk, right?
Yes,
exactly.
They're the same people.
Same people. Just
okay, so Artie...
They're just relocated.
So Artie and myself are both of
blood.
The same blood.
Well, it's all rising. It's all coming. Everybody, for some reason, whatever that bloodline is, everybody, we all are related. We're all on this same channel.
Okay.
And the rest of the people, I hate to say it, they're not.
Okay.
Well, I think that this all goes back to the final battle, for the final battle.
I did a blood DNA to the Montauk property. It came back, and I have 500,000 connect all the way to Moses. And what it is, they did a DNA, and I put it on CD-ROM. I don't know how to split it to put it on computer. I'm not a computer person. I had my family did this CD. It's about two CDs large. It's over 500,000 bloodlines that goes into the Montauk and all over the world. So I have that, and I was going to... What I'm going to do, me and Peter, we're going to try to put it in a form where it's in volumes. And we can get one to you guys. And maybe somebody we can sit down and open this up and find out how to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of names that goes, let's put it this way. 39 of the presidents is a Montauk.
Yeah, it's a core bloodline.
Yeah.
I just have it. It's like really easy. It's not difficult. Remember I mentioned yesterday about the Coens.
Yes.
Okay, it's the Coen line. Now the difference is the people who call themselves Coens, all right, they have only 10% of them actually have the Coen line in them.
Right.
Then the ones that's called Lumbee in East Africa, 90% of them have the Coen gene, which is both Moses and Aaron.
Right.
Okay, because somehow or another, they have the same mother, but they don't have the same father, but I think their fathers were brothers.
Okay. Same DNA.
You see? The same DNA. All right?
Which
and
was probably,
more than likely, they were out of the house of Pharaoh.
And
all right?
Most than likely, it was through their mother was also their sister, which was Miriam, M-A-R-I-A-M.
Oh, you're saying that Mary, well, there could have been another Miriam. See, Moses and Aaron and Miriam, they almost had the curse of leprosy. It was put on them, and it was taken off.
But you know what that was?
Because they made fun of Moses' wife that was Ethiopian.
Yeah, but the thing was, that where they had the curse of the leprosy, if you notice, it went away. And the reason for that is because anyone that got too close to the Ark of the Covenant, or, you know...
The radiation.
It was radiation poisoning. That's what it was.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's how come they were anyone that would get these spots of leprosy, you know, or they'd be put into a tent for so long, you know, so
well,
many days.
Well, they made
some
fun of her.
Yeah.
That's one of the
But
things.
I know that in those days, the women, the wives of the Pharaoh, were also, what they were actually used as breeders. You know,
well,
and that's how come there was all this breeding back and forth, mother and mother to father, brothers to sisters, back and forth, and there was, and like Miriam was one of those breeders.
Well, there were some they said that was a cause for some genetic disorders, but Abraham's second wife was from the Egyptian house. Mm-hmm. Her father was the guy that did, I think it was Imhotep. One of them was her father. Hagar's father was an Egyptian, okay, that was very powerful. And part of it, Artie, is, you know, it's a coming back. See, you might be the last one of them. See, because they've already run out. All the pharaohs, they went and killed Sadat, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, in the core area of Egypt, what's known as Egypt proper, all right, they've been chasing them out to the outreaches for thousands of years. And so, your line is right on the end. So, that whole bloodline, who knows, you might be the last one that everybody can link themselves back to somebody.
And the last could have been the first.
Yeah, but in other words,
we're all coming back.
First, yeah, if we all came out the one or the cat tribe, that's what they are, is Maus or Montauk or, you know, cat, right?
Yep.
And so now they're back to cat. But everybody, like you said, if 39 of those presidents are somehow connected to that bloodline, you see what I mean? They know.
That's why they call him Commander in Chief.
Talking about Sachem.
In Sagamore, all this like you had like the head. Chief, the king at that time, that changed it, but the head sachem was Wynanch, but he had 12 sagamores.
The sagamore, okay. So
and sagamore were all the chiefs of the 13 bands of Montauk.
I understand. Sagamore and sachem are synonymous terms. However, in the realm of hierarchy, one over the other, one has a higher rank. However,
right. They
are synonymous terms. What I wanted to mention to you is that when I looked at the etymology of sachem, right?
Yeah.
When they brought it into English, they took off two vowels. It was spelled S-A-C-H-M-A-U, Sechemau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mau, M-A-U, is the Kemetic or Egyptian word for cat.
Okay.
And that's why the chief, when they created the word in English, chief, the word chief is spelled C-H-I.
Cat.
Chi or Chet. Right, exactly. It's cat. Hey, it's cat.
Yep.
Right.
So when you say commander-in-chief, which is the title of the president, many of them had Native American heritage. I don't know if I ever told you, Artie, that James Madison, the fourth president, right?
Yep.
If they had not changed the system from maternal to paternal, his last name wouldn't that be Madison, because Madison was the name of his father.
Right.
His last name would have been the name of his mother, and his mother's last name was Catherine. Matter of fact, her name was Sarah. Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah Conway Catlett was James Madison's mother.
Huh. Wow.
So that's your Sarah Connors again.
Yeah. That's your bloodline.
That's your bloodline, yeah.
Yep.
James now, Madison. If you want to hear something funny, my mother's last name is Sessions.
Oh.
And they were... they spell it every which way, and it's funny because I have their relatives, the ones that fled to Texas, right, that even married into the Hood family. One of them, George Washington Johnson, he married Edna Lee Sessions, and all their kids, Sessions' last name is spelled different. It's spelled every which way, Sessions' last name. But three generations down, one of the daughters, her first name is Lake Erie, and her last name is Sessions. Hmm. But in the Maharan petition, in with the Simmons is the Sessions.
With the Simmons?
Yeah.
But, I
got the list of names, and they're called the Simmons. In the list is Butler, Sessions, Simmons, and all these names that the Maharans had submitted.
And Hunter.
And Hunter for recognition. Yeah, you know Andrew Hunter.
Well, he married my cousin Karen from Shinnecock.
Uh-oh. Yes, I know Andrew well.
Yeah, the Wampa Maker.
I have his telephone number.
Yeah, now this would...
He's here right now.
He makes the jewelry.
Makes
the jewelry.
Yeah,
I
used to live at his house.
That's my main man. We're related.
Yeah, I've been to his funeral parlor that his father had.
Yeah, the Hunters have it.
Now this would account for also the interest of why Zachariah Sitchin has so much interest in ancient Sumerian and Babylonian history, because of his last name Sitchin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe it, man. We distant like that.
Yep, we're close.
Yeah, we're close like that. You ask Andrew about me. In fact, the Maharan is in on the same project with us.
Yep,
I had to run down that.
A Hoskie band of Indians over there.
Yeah,
they live in a town of Hoskie. I stayed out there. I stayed in a town called Piney Wood. Williamson.
I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, my grandmother, her parents is both from Berthie and Hertford County.
Berthie County, yep.
Yeah.
Greenville.
Oh, my. Man, and that's compared to how large North Carolina is,
stomping right over to each other.
Yep. My goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That's my main man.
That's my bro.
I know, and that
he's
purple,
here today.
That purple with his jewelry is up in this house.
Oh,
man, I saw his jewelry at a power when I went to the Seneca, the Oneida, the Shenandoah of the Oneida.
Yep. Nobody does wampum like Andrew.
Oh, man, and you know, that used to be the money.
It is now.
Yeah, it will be.
It overtook turquoise.
Yeah.
Everybody's using wampum. When Andrew came out, he has a thing. He makes everything batik. He makes everything towards a woman's style, but he can make one of a kind pieces.
Yeah.
And I was just he's at Mohegan right now. He's sitting out there in the yard making more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be up at Simitson, and then he goes to Shinnecock.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my guys to. I'm going to have to school them a little bit more.
You know,
yep.
Pruitt, he's going to end up calling you, or will you have to send me that email so I can send you that.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, send an email instead, because this is live.
And then
live.
I'll make sure that everyone has it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, that I'm telling you, I have to tell you this story because blood is similar to water, right?
Yep.
I ended up at the Maharan powwow. Before going and talking to a Maharan at all, right? I'm looking for Andrew because I met him up here, right? And I've seen him on a few occasions and talked to him, whatever. And then so I walk up to this guy, and I say, hey, I'm looking for this guy right here, Andrew Hunter. He said, oh, go down past this one thing, and he'll be right over there. So we talked for about an hour and a half, and I did my genealogy and showing the family line and how we're related. And, I mean, my grandmother and them, and then the butlers, right? He said, hey, it's a butler here. I said, where? He said, you go right over to the booth right next to the trading post. The first person I went and talked to on their reservation land was a butler.
Wow.
And we looked very similar because he looked at me and I looked at him. But I didn't say anything. I was just asking the question. Then
You got butlers in Shinnecock, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got butlers
oh, yeah.
up here in Mashantucket.
Oh, yeah. I'm. You know I know. And I know that we're related. And a couple reasons is where they were sending, because they were sending a lot of the kids to Brainerd, to that school in Brainerd. They were sending the girls to Holyoke, and the boys were going to that one school, Hamza, and then Dartmouth.
Yep.
We had already talked about that. That's where the Mormons went to school.
Right.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh, man, this is...
And that's where Joseph Smith picked up the information that put him on his quest in search of all the artifacts and people buried in the mounds, because he knew that they all, you know, these mounds carried these burial plates where they'd be able to get the history of these people as well as learn about the religions and what they practiced. You know,
right.
And of course, and then it was just a, then it was a, the, then the race was on between the Mormons and the archaeologist, you know, that was more or less controlled by the Roman Catholic Church, you know, and corporate religions at, of that time. So, okay, question. Okay, I'm going to take you all the way back. Because I think it's real important. Well, I know it is for me. Going back to Catlettsburg. Okay. Everybody on?
Yeah,
yeah.
We're here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody was so quiet. Now, okay, so we have Catlettsburg, we have West Bend. Okay, or not West Bend, but what was it? Big Bend? Big Bend?
South Bend, Indiana.
Sandy.
The Big Sandy
River. Yeah, South Bend. So I know that now that these areas are they're vortexes, and we have an electromagnetic field there that causes the rivers to flow the opposite of where they how they're supposed to flow, such as flowing north. Okay. Now, okay, but. The thing is, these other people know this too, that these are the vortex areas. So these are the power points. So apparently, every one of these places, these people have to be living in secret, practicing some sort of unholy type of ceremonies to get through, traveling. Interdimensional traveling, or going through, or bringing others into this dimension. Am I correct?
Well, they're unholy people that's in possession of something that's not theirs.
Right.
So all they're doing is living every day. Go ahead, Artie.
Yeah, this was what's going on right now. Okay, I just left Miss Hardy. about a week ago, 2 weeks, I think, or 3 weeks. And I know about the grid. You know, we have with our Gore-Tex.
No, I'm talking to Artie right now, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Gore-Tex, and we have grids all over this, what we call Turtle Island, which is the United States or all of the world.
Uh-huh.
And what's going on, it's changed because of love. And the love that we have was more spiritual enlightenment with God.
Right.
And when the Roman Catholic Church changed everything into Christian, it changed the life of men. And at the one at all times, women was dominion over the men, because they used what you call, even the native people still, they say it was a matriarchic power. And when the Pope, the Roman Catholic Church, changed that and made the man overrule the women, that's why the grid is all messed up today. Now they're trying to do it all over again because of the war. They want the war to happen. That's why I was given a pipe, and I'm going in to that area to reverse the grid. And the grid is, well, all it is the cargo net that's been around the world for 700 million years of spirituality. And what happened, the spirituality that people has, we have a spirit, we have emotional, we have mental, and then we have physical. It became physical now. It's no longer a spirit. It's what they tell you to believe in the Bible. All right?
Uh-huh.
It's what everybody don't understand. We are what you call the I Am people. We are God people. We are the only beings that come to this planet in this time, even though we've been here hundreds of times ago. This is the time that we all happen to be here at this time.
Right.
It's to change the way of hatred back to love. Because this planet was love at one time. All right? And man has changed it where they give you their first, their last name. We never took the mental. The mother, you always keep your mother's name.
Right.
Because that was, she created you. She gave you birth. Same thing with we call Mother Earth. This is the birth planet of all living things. And all the men was supposed to do is take care of it, groom it, and help the women make it live. Men took that over and changed it and make them dominion now. No, now it's mandated that you carry your husband's name. And that's the thing that we've been fighting a long time ago. Up to this day, is showing that pipe that Elkaf woman brought to the native men and the native women, they were separated. That pipe brought the man and woman together to make one union. And to bring, what I'm doing, I'm bringing back the pipe back to the women, because that's where it came from. And even native people was messed up because of Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, we were all into the being of the spirituality of who we are today. And it was just a way of living your life, the way you walk, the way you were. But now we have to watch over your shoulder and make sure that what we do is not a sin in their eyes. So that's what the grid is right now. We're trying to fix the grid back to where it was once long ago. That's why we're in war today.
Okay, now, going with that, several years back, I was approached by this giant, okay? He was from another realm, okay? He's here. People just can't see him, but he's very, very real. And he approached me and told me that there were certain portals, vortexes, here in Burlington, and that a long time back, he said that these portals used to release all this positive energy, but some human factor came along and sealed these portals where they no longer were able to release the positive energies. and that, and then what, and because of it, all this negativity was building up through generation after generation, and it was seeping, this darkness was seeping through the world, okay? He said that because man sealed it, a physical being sealed it, a physical being had to unseal it. Okay? And once it was unsealed, it would work as a domino factor. You know, and this energy would, and they would, okay, once it was unsealed, they, once a physical being unsealed it, then they could do what they needed to do with the rest of it. And it was not for me to even care about, worry about what they did with it. All I needed to do was to undo the damage that the other physical beings had done. And then he says that this, once this opened, it would work like a domino factor, you know, right, where others would be released, you know. Now this is, does this fit with you, with what you're doing?
Yes.
Apparently there are certain people that they're here to be, to open up these type of vortexes. And these
right,
vortexes not only were sealed, but all these magical symbols were put around in these areas to keep them sealed.
Right.
From what I understand, not that I understand because I've read, I understand because of a knowing of sorts. Does this fit with what you're doing?
Right, I am.
Now, also, I believe that now is the time of gathering. That's how come I'm sitting here listening to how you and Tecumseh and everyone is saying, well, you know, we're all related somehow, some way, or we each know of someone that, you know, that we all have a, you know, some sort of a common denominator there, you know, which shows me that is a gathering of a soul group. That
right,
all of us have come back at this point of time to do a specific job. And
that's
we're
right,
all, and it's a gathering where we're all finding each other, so we're all blend, coming together as one energy, using, you know, sharing with each other the information, and getting this information out to as many like-minded people as we can, you know.
Right.
But I also feel, especially here in Burlington, because I can only do it because of me being in Burlington, because I have the actual experiences of, but I feel that with this gathering, there's also another gathering of dark forces. And these people are coming to these areas. This is why I was asking about, like South Bend and Cattlesburg, is because I feel that these people are coming back to these places right now, and the ones that have opened up the portals, they're trying to once again seal. And not only do I feel that we've got the good forces coming to these areas, but along with the dark forces, but I'm also seeing, and I have seen for the last 4 years, maybe five, a UFO that always sits up there in the sky. And where he sits, basically, what he's doing is he's protecting a stargate. And we've actually photographed that stargate where UFOs were coming in and out of. You know?
Right.
Well, yeah.
So it's a three-way type of a deal. We've got the UFOs, we've got the good forces, and we've got the bad forces. Unfortunately, though, most of the good forces have not the knowledge. They have a feeling, you know, of where to go and what to do based on the fact that they're being manipulated by this other, well, not manipulated, but guided by this, invisible factor, you know, of the spirit realm. But the thing is, though, the darker forces have, you know, they got to jump ahead of us because they have all the information. You know, physical information. They know exactly where these portals
yeah,
are. They know exactly what's happening. And they are doing ceremonies, you know, to, you know, I think.
Go in. Mary, let me give you this part, right? They are not blessed. They are not chosen.
Right.
All right. Remember I said about the Philadelphia Experiment, right?
Right.
We can, our ancestors and stuff can come to us and protect us, all right? In the Philadelphia Experiment, they had to make a machine to do what we do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then they haven't perfected it. Well, they have done better now. All right? Now, Crawley was able to call the negative entity out. Okay? But he had to go to a place of power, like what you're saying, when they went to go do that. All right? Which is what Hamza had mentioned when they went to the pyramids and the like. All right?
Uh-huh.
So we know that they do that, but they're never going to win.
Well,
not, not in the cards.
Well, I agree with you totally on that. I don't feel that they're going to win either. But what I'm getting at is, like, here in Burlington, this whole town, underneath this town, first of all, the historical district, the original part of the town, was built in the shape of a pentagram. But underneath this town are catacombs of caves and who God only knows what else.
What's on top? Tell me about the people on top.
They walk. You wouldn't believe how many people that come into town look around, watching the people here in Burlington, and have said to me, "I feel like I am in." Oh my gosh, I forgot the name of that town.
Mayberry?
No. I feel like I've stepped into the movie of the Stepford Wives. Okay?
Right.
Because these people, somehow I feel that these people, for generations upon generations, have been a product of mind control. I've always felt that right outside of Burlington, there's a place called Bong Recreational Park. Okay, it's supposed to have the largest wildlife wetlands in Wisconsin, right? The thing is, they have to bring in birds. I mean, buy them, bring them in for this area. And once they do, the birds leave. The birds will not stay in this wetland area. And the earlier, before it became a park, the United States government had came in and had started up on they bought up all the land there, forcing everybody off that properties, and they built they were going to build an Air Force base there. The only thing that they built was a landing strip. They were there for a while and then said, get this one, they ran out of money and they left. But I think what it was they came in because they used that as a cover up to be able to create an underground base. You know,
mm-hmm.
where they're doing, because people have found animals in this area, you know, like three-legged frogs, two-headed, you know.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so, you know, so we think what's happening is not only do we have mind control going on, but maybe they're doing some sort of genetic experimentation down there,
or
too.
Or radiation or something.
Something, because the animals refuse to be around there. I mean, the birds will not stay. You know,
right.
And I mean, it's a standing joke.
Is there any reservations by there? So close.
Well, I don't know. Not that I'm really familiar with. I think
check
the closest one is probably Wisconsin Dells. The whole what is that up in the Wisconsin Dells area? But what I'm getting at though is there's all these everything is underground. All these tunnels are. I mean, they interconnect from this town, okay, the tunnels of this town interconnect to the smaller towns all around us, okay? And these
mm-hmm.
actually go all the way down into Florida and up into Canada, I've been able to
mm-hmm.
trace. But when I first came here, I felt those tunnels, and I went to the police, and I went to the chamber, I went to the Historical Society. I says, tell me about your tunnels. Every one of these people wholeheartedly denied that these tunnels existed. I mean, denied it, and
mm-hmm.
I was able to prove that they were there. But what I'm getting at is, I feel that these underground tunnels are being used for some sort of ceremonies, which are involved with these vortexes
and
opening up the portal. Exactly.
They're working under the grid because they can't work on top.
Right.
They can't through, so they work under the grid. So the Gore-Tex are wide open. But if they don't have the spirituality, it ain't going to work.
Blood sacrifices, again.
Well, they're doing them. Nobody
you
can,
know, in
you
these
can't
areas.
Hide a body. They're finding bodies that's 5,000 and 10,000 years old. How come they're not finding those kids?
Yeah.
All the Native women that are missing out of Canada. It's like a crazy number every year.
Oh, we have a phenomenal amount of missing people out of Milwaukee. Yeah. I forget how much, how many was reported a year, but I mean, it's just, you know, it's just impossible for all these
Jeffrey
people.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
They're breeding people that eat people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
well, you know.
I have to cut out for a second.
Yeah.
I gotta get, you know, back to work. when's the next time you guys will have another conference call?
Whenever these guys are in the mood.
Yeah,
right,
whenever you want.
I have to go back up on top of the hill.
Okay.
All right.
You're talking about up on top where you guys are going to do the powwow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd like for you to do, Artie, is if you can, is...
Send an email,
you know,
please.
Well, and besides that, I would like for you to think on what I just asked you. And when you're on that hill, see if you can't get an answer for me.
I will.
You know? Because it's a big concern for me because, you know, I love children. And you know, and you know, whether they could... something's going on here. And I would hate to think that our children are down there being sacrificed. What I do know is a lady came in to me, and this is how I first found out or suspected what was going on, is because a lady came to me and she had a son that was, you know, all American, you know, as far as in school, you know, very popular, you know, and he had went to a concert, came back from the concert, spent the night with a friend of his. The next day he had a total personality change. And she was never able to pull him back. I mean, he was just like a walking, an empty shell of himself.
Okay.
And and he would tell her that he was taken underground. Sometimes in one of his moments, you know, when he would actually communicate, he would say that he was being taken underground, and he would be seeing people, you know, humans walking around like working, and they were like zombies.
Yeah, but that's only the ones that are not with heart. This is where they are.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever heard of a Thunderbird?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a shamanic experience here about a month ago and changed into one.
All the children, all the people are picking up by Thunderbirds.
Oh.
Every last one that's been missing. That's where they are. They went to the other side.
Yeah.
All right. It's not in the ground, and I believe that the Creator would never let that happen.
I don't know. We have a lot of people being abducted every day, and
see,
they're going through a lot of bad things.
Yeah, but we as long as we've been here on this continent, as long as this has been an Earth, the Thunderbird was the only thing that I know still to this day, the legend. If you be out, you could be cloudy, and one day, and the thunders, and all of a sudden, you're gone.
It will
take you.
Yeah. But, I mean, it didn't save Hamza's father, and it almost destroyed Hamza. So, I mean, this phenomenon, what this stuff is very, very real. And, you know, and it's a big concern of mine, you know, of what, if these people are in these areas now, and what they are
you
doing,
gotta remember,
you know.
You got to remember. This was not our planet. It was their planet. We live with them. They don't live with us. We're the humans here.
Yeah.
All right. We have the more look like God look like. But everything else was here long before we got here. We just happened to be on their planet. And yes, they come and take us. And yes, they do sacrifice to find out who we are.
Now, I'm not talking about aliens here. I'm talking people
like the Pope.
And, no, I'm talking about the Pope and people like that. The humans that are working for the dark side.
Right. They've always been here. you have to understand, there was hundreds and hundreds of archangels, millions, billions of archangels that are still in here.
Yeah.
But the thing we have to do as people, we can change the heart of an evil angel to love.
Right.
And you can capture an angel. That's our job, is to change the heart of men.
Right.
The problem is, we're so caught up with 9 to 5, we don't have time to do that.
Well, that's very wise words, because that's
all
very
right,
true.
Because every being is an archangel.
Uh-huh.
But when Lucifer left, he took 85% of the archangels. They didn't have no choice. They were cast out. All right. But in the stars of all the creation since beginning, we have the opportunity, because of love, to change the heart of evil angels that was caught in between. And that's where everybody is.
Well,
the angels live here.
Well, right now we're in a war. Okay, and the war started back there during the War of the Heavens.
That's right.
And it is building up, and it's very, as far as I see, that this whole thing going on in the Mid East is just, it was what was prophesied.
That's the
according
physical part.
To that.
That's only the physical part, the physical war.
Right.
The spiritual war is almost over.
Well, that's why it's so darn important for all of us to get this type of information out to as many people as we can, to save as many people as we can from being tricked into believing, because it's so easy to be, you know, it's like what Hamza and Tecumseh and Sarah has been trying to show it all day. It's the trickery in the words themselves, you know.
Right.
And it's the magic in those words.
They can trip you up, and all they did, and this is how they trip you up, they gave you a book called the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's the only thing that separates spirit and religion. A spirit comes from within. You're born with spirit.
Right.
When you leave this world, the spirit is gone. The flesh may die, but the soul live on forever. That's why we will come back until it's done.
Well, I'm a true believer in knowing thy enemy, too.
Yep. Well, our enemy could be your brother.
Huh?
Your
well,
enemy could be your brother, and it could be somebody know you.
In most cases, it probably is, you know.
Right.
And that's why we need to, that's why it is so important to do these, you know, like with these conferences we do, you know, we never know where they're going to take us.
Right.
But, you know, the conferences
right now,
are
everybody
so gosh darn
important. Everybody on this conference are all in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so
well,
it's
a gathering of the spirit. Yeah.
Right now, everybody is doing a good job.
Yeah.
It's the other 500 million people that's not in the circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that because people don't know what love is all about.
Yeah.
You know, everybody here in this world has a soulmate. You can be married to somebody for all your life, and that's not your soulmate. You're gonna come back and get her.
Mm-hmm.
You're only born in here, and you're gifted one soulmate in your lifetime. And that's all the 100 million years or whatever million years you have. You have to find it.
Yeah.
Until you find your family, we're all looking for the same family. You know what? We're all one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
All right? We all got the DNA of the beginning of human being. Not people from prehistoric or people that's from long before this time. We are the only ones that has the opportunity to say yes and no. All right?
Well, maybe we're the only ones that need to have that opportunity. Maybe the rest are all saved.
We do.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know, and I pray, I was given a pipe to change that. You know, I did my walk, I Sundance all over. I did sweats. I've gone in many. I've been baptized 16 times in 16 different churches because I asked a question: Who is God? And they couldn't tell me. They want to say, well, read the Bible. I said, I didn't say that. Who is God?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
You know,
well,
I've been in...
Well,
been
most
in,
of your ministers anymore, they don't have the answer. I mean, they're as clueless as most people are. You know, they just, and, you know...
I just believe when you go there, you get what you call some kind of blanket over your head.
Yeah.
And they just drain it in you.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they've been taught
you,
to...
And then you're lost.
Well, you know, these preachers, you know, that they're just, you know, they're just a sheep that is repeating what they've been told to say.
That's right.
And they ask no questions. They don't look around the corner to see what's
the number one nation, believe it or not, is around your arms. When you go out and physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally hug somebody.
Yeah.
You become one nation.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't
totally.
Do that no more.
I agree totally.
You know, and I always, I don't care, I'm not prejudiced to anybody. Everybody, you know, you could have been a mass murderer. All of a sudden, I changed your mind because I hugged you.
Yeah.
You don't know what's on the person's mind. You know, when I come across and say, I don't shake people, you know, I give you a hug and I say, hey, I love you.
Right.
I mean, deep down, because I know... On this world, we've been through hell.
Yeah.
We live in hell every day. Until we get our mate, our walk, everybody has to do that walk. Everybody has to do that journey. And the journey don't stop until you get it right, and then you keep on coming back until it's done. Now, since we're all here at the same time, I don't have to do it by myself.
Yeah.
We could do it together. You know, we have, before we didn't have doctors, we didn't have lawyers, we didn't have computers, we had, now we got educated people along with spirituality that would change the world. That would turn it upside down and shake it. And then put it back.
Right.
Alright? That's what, you know, that's the way I walk. I walk in that way because I believe I could change the heart of men.
Yeah.
You know, and if I could change one at a time, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, well, that's what Sarah and I do. Well, now, Tecumseh, you're starting up your own radio show too, right?
Well, yeah, it's the radio show, but there's...
Well, Humsa's got one too, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, all of us, you know, we're getting out to quite a lot of people, you know. You know.
I deal a lot of times one by one too. You have to generate that energy. For instance, with your particular website, Mary, and I know Artie has to go up on that mountain. Artie,
yes, bro.
Send that email.
I will.
Okay. And
okay.
Then, all right, because I need to get some info to you, and you know, because the clock is running.
All right.
Okay.
And it's nice talking right. to you again, Artie.
God bless.
Okay, God bless
you.
See
you guys. Peace.
All
okay.
Right, peace.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Mary, what you're doing with just your website, we'll forget the radio, we'll forget the TV, all right? There's a lot of people that's making contact with you.
Oh, yeah.
My researcher saw your page a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right? And they mentioned to me, they said, hey, all you guys' information is on these UFO sites. And he said the only ones whose minds are progressive are these UFOists,
yeah,
right? This
yeah.
is what one of my researchers said. And he said, if you go and you reference them and they're right, they're gonna everybody's gonna think that you're a bunch of loonies. But your stuff is on there.
Yeah.
Your history is on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that you're putting that out there, and like I said, I can go in there, and in the next 2 days, I'm going back up to high speed, so I can go and access and go through your material faster.
Well, good luck. It'll take, people get lost on that site. Sometimes you get lost in there for a year.
Well,
But
it's a lot to it.
The best way to do it in order to find on my site, because of how large it is, I swear it's one of the largest websites there is out on internet, you know, worldwide net. I mean, it is. The best way to do that is just do a Google search by typing in a topic you're interested in and then go comma Burlington News. And
mm-hmm.
Google carries everything I do. So just go Burlington News, comma, and let's say angels. You're looking for angels. What did Burlington
That's
News write on angels?
I'm not looking for a subject. I'm just reviewing.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind starting wherever and reviewing and going over and scanning. I can do that.
Well, when you get in there, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Right, Sarah?
Oh. I know the volume that's in there, not just the volume, but the volume inside the volume inside the volume.
It's a matrix. What I did is I purposely created a matrix with my website. So when people get in there, they actually start going through a matrix of sort where I'm sure that they did it. It's not only for information, but it actually creates the experience, you know. So
right. Yeah, and even I haven't even been able to get all the way into the pictures yet.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll look at the picture so that when I'm reading the words, I'm not distracted by the pictures. But it's a lot of power.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, who was that?
Hey, back on.
Oh, okay.
Hamza's there now?
Yeah.
Sarah, are you there?
I'm here, honey.
Oh, okay. You're so quiet.
Periodically, so that my grandson came in and he gave him a grocery list, and then I didn't want the dogs that were excited to be heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was wondering you were so quiet.
I tell you, man, this is what those inner scenes, when they went in that Philadelphia experiment before that war and before them having to go into that temple and Hoffa, and going in and looking for them relics and stuff in Babylon, and those stargates that's all over there, that's all over here, and even where and stuff where you are, Mary, they seen this happening. They seen us getting together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is why they were attacking that bloodline. We all have. But we're called up. Our DNA or Dakte, it has matured and blossomed, and bringing us together like this here, and being the spirit warriors and willing to make a change. You know, do you know that people don't give a shit at all about this information?
There's a lot that don't, but then again, you know, the ones that have eyes to see and ears to hear.
It's what, 4 billion people on this planet?
Yeah. Well, that's, but they wasn't meant to.
Well, but you know? they were on purpose, they were made not to want it.
But the ones that this is how I see it. The ones that are meant to have it, they will know themselves that they were meant to have it because they want the information. Just the want itself.
Well, they want it and they want to share it.
Yeah, the want in itself is the key to knowing that you are part of it. You know?
And then you have the other one.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, they're turned off right now. Well, they're turned off right now, but that doesn't mean that they won't turn on down the road a little ways, you know. So we don't know from one day to the next who's turning on. Because right now, people are becoming activated, you know. Just like the portals are being activated, so are the people, you know. So, you know,
that's well said. You know, we can fan their flame. We can ignite their fire.
Yeah.
It's the inspiration. It's like the 100 monkey effect.
Yeah.
The 100 monkey effect could never occur were it not for mass conscious signals.
Yeah. No, and this. we're building the bridge now for those that are yet to be activated. And those ones that are being activated, they'll be able to cross over the bridge safely, you know, because of the work that we're doing today, you know, so.
Well, I don't use the term bridge builder. I use the term mound builder
yeah.
or cat builder.
Yeah.
That's, we, you know, that's the thing that's going to probably, you know, we found the common denominator in everything, and now it's easy to go and interact and deal with these people on the level they have to deal with.
Well, and that's where Joseph Smith...
Sometimes to look in their eyes...
Huh?
You know, I said sometimes to look in their eyes, you know, they have... They want to help us. Even the, you know, it's like, what team do you want to be on?
Yeah.
Do you want to be on the right team or you know, a lot of people are for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're the underdog.
Yeah.
Okay, or it appears to be the underdog. But we're on the winning team, and this is the thing that even Hardy, you know, he knows, what, you know, what side.
Speaking of Hardy, did he have to hang up?
Yeah, he had to hang up.
He's going to send the email. And when, and I'm going to make sure that everybody gets the email. And
I wanted him to hear something. I'll share with you all. Because Lincoln said something in his initial Emancipation Proclamation, which was September 22nd, 1862. And he was trying to inform the...
September what?
That succeeded from...
September what? September what?
I'm sorry to hear the question.
September what? What was the date?
September 22nd, 1862.
Okay, very important date, September 22nd. Don't know why, just is, okay? Watch for that.
Yeah, he wrote this. He's trying to inform those who had succeeded from the Union that there was no way that they could function over here. Pardon me, one second.
Sure.
You know who she is, right?
Who?
She's the lady who wrote the eight. Catherine Neville. Look her up.
Oh, I've got,
Oh, this is really cool. Dalibor just sent in a picture of this mermaid.
All right,
and she's holding a baby mermaid up to her breasts. It is beautiful. Just, you know, anyhow, yeah. I'll send that to you guys. Sends bright blessing. I got somebody in the center. They're kind of playing. I got all these animations in the center, so you know, if you hear the little songs being played, that's from people touching or pushing buttons. You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you back, Kamsa?
You'll be on in a second. I'm laughing. That's kind of. It's funny because.
Well, it actually.
In the past week, we've spoken to Peter, Raleigh, Catherine is on now, Artie, us, right? I'm telling you right now, just with us.
You guys can have it, but it'll be so
right, we would have a serious forum.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I really want to get with, my dog. I really want to get with, what was his name? Riley Martin. You know, yep. Now I got my dogs barking. Here.
Somebody is there.
Yeah, in the center. Whoops. Oh, we
want to grab that dog and take him next door for me? To that building right next door, yeah.
We got people coming in, dogs coming in. Stray dogs walking through the center. What a day. What a day, huh?
Here, have a cookie.
Even the dogs want to be with us.
Yeah. Well, of course, when my dogs get loose, they go over next door to their store, too. And so the dogs just get loose and they go visit each other.
Mm-hmm.
No cats, just dogs. I hate to tell you guys, but I am a dog person. I don't have any cats.
No, dog people are just cats. cats who want to dominate somebody.
Huh?
Dog people are just cats who want to dominate someone.
I don't know. I don't dominate, but boy, those guys sure dominate me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing about animals, I found, is that if people have animals, it actually builds up their telepathic abilities, because we learn to read the thoughts of our pets. And if we would apply that to other things besides just our animals, we probably could go a lot further, you know, in our evolution on spirituality.
My cat sleeps on the bottom of my bed every night.
No.
And this cat is inseparable.
Yeah. But what was I going to bring up? Going back to, so these portals, where else are these portals?
They're all over. They're all over, and some are portable.
Yeah.
And they move or shift depends on the time.
Well, I know that. I guess I asked it wrong.
There's something called a Dimmock. Dimmock is the death test, right? And at certain places, you can hit a part of the body. And the body is weak during a certain part of the day at a certain place.
Right.
All right, so the body has it and the earth has it. Not just weak points, but strong points. And
right.
So they have portables. You know, like there's the hub, and then there's the spokes to the hub. All right, go ahead, Hamza.
No, she ended up hanging up by saying she's trying to find more information so she can fact in some cats in her book.
No, she didn't call you and ask that. She didn't interrupt this call.
I got my own book to write. Please.
I guess maybe I should ask it this way.
The catalyst, didn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe I should ask it this way. Are there certain areas that these people assassinated or used your father as a human sacrifice? Are there particular areas they are now concentrating in?
They're jet set. A lot of them are jet set, but they, you know, I know what you're saying. You're saying where the hell are they and go to them or whatever. They're under wraps. Okay, they're in government. They work for the sewer department. You know, they're all over. All right.
Well, it's interesting that you said that they work for the sewer department, because that would really make sense to me that they would, because that way they'd be able to watch out over the underground tunnels without being a suspect.
Of course, that was even said about in New York City about that. You know,
well, I mean, if you have an understanding of the power and breadth of Notre Dame University. These are very prominent people. These are movers and shakers in government and private industry. You're talking about your Bechtels, your, where was Cheney before he went into politics? What's the major corporation over in Iraq?
Halliburton.
Halliburton, you're talking about CIA. The reason that Reagan was called the Gipper was because he played the role of a Notre Dame quarterback, his nickname being the Gipper. So, let me just put it this way. We know that the scriptures say that the beast who carries the number 666, he's given his power and his seat and his great authority by the dragon.
Which are the Anunnaki.
So,
which are the Anunnaki.
So the question becomes, who's the dragon? Who is the dragon on Earth?
Right.
Who is representing on the terrestrial plane the dragon upstairs?
They're Vicar.
Who's the representation down here? And as I mentioned, one of the ways to decode words is to look primarily at the first and last letter. Every other letter in between can be placed in separate or different places, and the word can still be determined by the mind. So when we read, we don't read every letter of a word. However, if you maintain the first and last letter of a word, you can still be able to discern what that word is, even though the letters in between the first and last letter can be misplaced. So that says that primarily the most or the two significant portions or aspects of a word is first and last letter.
Right.
So if you apply that to the word dragon, the first letter is a D,
right,
and the last letter is an N. And if you read the D and the N according to tradition, it's ND. That just happens to be the acronym for Notre Dame. I believe that's the dragon that gives the beast its power. And its
Well, wait, if you put the vowel in, if you put the vowel in between the D and the N, you got Dan.
Right. Yeah, the serpent tribe.
Which
that's
the
serpent. My point.
Well, which is, all they're doing is the opposite of what they say
are. So the tribe of Dan is the dragon.
But look at
that's
this. Right, but look, there, Notre Dame means what? Something woman, right?
Right.
What's it mean? I'm sorry.
Means Our Lady.
Our Lady.
In French.
All right, that's what it's saying. So that's the last place that you're going to look, especially those, a lot of those with knowledge who's figuring, well, they're, you know, they can't be them. They're paying homage to the woman, the Holy Mother of God.
Well, this is exactly what I was getting at as far as Burlington and these areas go. What they portray one way does not necessarily mean that there's not an underlying current of something very ominous going on.
Well, exactly. You're assuming that they're right and righteous people just because they wear the collar and they project the so-called image of the Catholic ideal. But there's a whole other level. I want to share this right quick. So Lincoln was trying to, and I wanted Artie to hear this, but certainly it's okay. Lincoln was trying to persuade that there was no way that the country could function under two nations. And he said, physically speaking, we cannot separate, he said. We cannot remove our respective sections from each other, nor build an impassable wall between them. A husband and wife may be divorced, and each go out of the presence and beyond the reach of the other. But the different parts of our country cannot do this. They cannot but remain face to face. And intercourse, either amicable or hostile, must continue between them. It is possible then to make that intercourse more advantageous or more satisfactory after separation than before. He goes on, he says, there is another difficulty, and this is where it gets to the point, getting close to the point, but there's another difficulty. The great interior region that's bounded east by the Alleghenies, north by the British dominions, west by the Rocky Mountains, and south by the line along which the culture of corn and cotton meet, and which includes part of Virginia, part of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Minnesota, and the territories of Dakota, Nebraska, and part of Colorado already has above 10 million people and will have 50 million within 50 years if not prevented by any political folly or mistake. And he goes on, he says, but separate our common country into two nations as designed by the present rebellion, and every man of this great interior region is thereby cut off from someone or more of these outlets, not perhaps by physical barrier, but by embarrassing and onerous trade regulations. And this is true. Wherever a dividing or boundary line may be fixed, place it between the now free and slave country, or place it south of Kentucky, or north of Ohio. And still the truth remains that none south of it can trade to any part or place north of it, and none north of it can trade to any port or place south of it, except upon terms dictated by a government foreign to them. These outlets, east, west, and south, are indispensable to the well-being of the people inhabiting and to inhabit this vast interior region. Which of the three may be the best is no proper question. All are better than either, and all of right, and all of right belong to that people, capital P, and to their successors forever. Now he's acknowledging that the land don't belong to the United States.
Say that again, bro. He acknowledged what?
He's acknowledging that the land belongs to somebody else. Because he says these outlets, east, west, and south, are indispensable to the well-being of the people, small p, inhabiting and to inhabit. A person who inhabits the land is a denizen. He's not indigenous to the land. He's not indigenous to the land. He's an inhabitant. So he says, these outlets, east, west, and south, are indispensable to the well-being of the people inhabiting and to inhabit this vast interior region. Period. Then he says, which of the three may be the best is no proper question. All are better than either. Semicolon, and all of right belong to that people, capital P, and to their successors forever. True to themselves, they will not ask where a line of separation will be, but will vow rather that there shall be no such line. In other words, the folks who own that area between the Alleghenies and the Rockies, between the border of Canada and the Gulf of Mexico, which was Ouachita Empire territory, that land belongs to them. And they're not going to care where we put a boundary line.
Right.
Because all the land belonged to them.
Right.
That's what he was saying.
Which
and
is...
But then he says this.
Huh? Oh, go on.
And then he says this. Nor are the marginal regions less interested in these communications to and through them to the great outside world. They too, and each of them, and here he goes, must have access to this Egypt of the West. Without paying toll, at the crossing of any national border. He referred to the interior of the United States as the Egypt of the West.
Of the West, yeah, but where was the toll at? Where was their first toll booth at?
Right there at the Big Sandy.
That's right, Ellensburg.
Well, you see, this fits right in with what I had written on the War of Haman and Gog, the one that is yet to be finalized during World War III. It says, believing that the rabbinical Judaism has kept Judaism from the faith for two millennia, they also will be destroyed. The North and the West will not escape from this battle, for they are also Israel, according to the Hittite alliance of old. So, and the North and West, which would be the West... the West would be North America. So when they're, I think that when Lincoln is referring to people with the capital P, he's referring to the people being based off the old alliance, giving North America to the Israelite, which would be the, you know, as you said, the people of Egypt.
Okay, what he was saying is the Ouachita. See, the Ouachita, they're only laying claim to west of the Mississippi. All right? Now, their brothers are us, the Erie, that's east of the Mississippi. But through all the research, I showed where we all came across
right.
together and this and that.
But yes, but if Hamza repeats that thing about what it, how did you read it before, Hamza, about the people of Egypt?
Yeah, I
Egypt
know.
Of the
Egypt
East.
Of the West. But here's the part. What he was saying is that people whose land that it really is, the reason why he said that is we need to know what Madison and them did. It was after George Washington. It was Jefferson. Jefferson.
The deal in the Louisiana Purchase.
They knew it was illegal. They went. They were hoping at the time in France when they came back from France that what they did, they hoped that they will be forgiven. That what they did was the most disastrous. Most dastardly thing that they could have done under the Constitution was a fraud.
You know,
well,
he's acknowledging that the land between the Allegheny, which is Arabic, is two words, Al-Ghani.
Right. Ali and Ghani.
Two Arabic words, Al-Ghani, which is one of, see, in Arabic, Allah has 99 names and attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his 99 names is Al-Ghani, the rich. So what they did, they condensed Al-Ghani to one word, and this is where you get Allegheny from.
Yeah, from Ali and Ghani, up high, meaning the height, and Ghani is the richness, and they put it into one, Al-Ghani, or the Allegheny, and the, what was that one, Rockies?
From the Alleghenies to the Rockies.
Yeah, when I get hold of this book, they talked about the mummies that they were digging up out there and throwing into the locomotives. I think the dude's name is Jack Weatherford or Weatherby or something. I'll look it up again. I keep saying I'm going to look it up. But
from the Alleghenies, westward to the Rockies, from the Gulf of Mexico, northward to the British colony, which was Kane.
Yeah. Now, if you look up Washington and Michigan, there's a Washington, Michigan. There's a
land
city called Washington, Michigan.
All a part of the Louisiana Purchase, which was an illegal sale. That land was not to be sold. And that's why he said the people who are inhabiting. So he's distinguishing those people from the people, capital P, who the land belongs to, he says.
Right.
They not going to care where we put a boundary line. We don't care.
And when you say they don't care, who is the they?
The owners of the land don't care where the United States puts a boundary and say this is a state, because we don't feel it.
Who are they that's putting up the boundary? Who do they represent?
The United States are putting up
But who is representative of the United States? Would that be Israel?
Listen, I'll explain to you. You had states who wanted to succeed from the government.
Right.
And who wanted to maintain slavery. You had other states who wanted to stay within the Union.
Right.
And therefore, Lincoln was trying to tell them there's no way that we can separate and create two nations.
Because the people who really own the land don't care where our boundaries are anyway. We don't care that, we don't feel, it's even in the drafted Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, is that we don't, our borders go from our own autonomous person to the next one, from one group to the next. That's our borders. We don't recognize states and stuff like that. These guys are just invaders.
But see, remember now, Lincoln was a lawyer.
Right.
So words that he used are based or crouched in legalese. So when he says those people who are inhabiting the land and people who will inhabit, he was distinguishing an inhabitant from an indigenous person.
Right.
A person who inhabits is not indigenous.
Right.
A person who inhabits is identical. And what he was trying to say, that this land belonged to, and when he used the word belong, that implies ownership.
Right.
Yeah, so...
They're not going to care where we put boundary lines, which is true. If you're taking land from somebody, or somebody's taking your home, and they're going to slice up your home, and they're going to say part of your home belongs to this nation, and part of your home belongs to this other nation.
But what I'm getting at...
When you come back from your trip, when you come back from your trip and realize that they have taken your land, taken your home, Mary, and split your home in two,
right,
and create a boundary line to separate your home into two nations.
Right.
Do you care where that boundary line is?
No.
You don't care where that boundary line is?
Well,
you said, hell no, this is my home.
But what I'm getting at...
I don't care where y'all put a boundary.
But what I'm getting at is I'm taking it back further from Lincoln, further, going back to the Hittite alliance of old, where they gave the West to the Israelite, making
Israelite
it the land of making
yes.
it to the land of so, which involve which takes you back to the War of Haman and Gog, because they
Are
we can
what you're saying is this.
Well, I'm trying
Someone
to incorporate
gave the land to the Israelites, and the Israelites populated this area. And there was a fight.
No, it doesn't even make any difference if they populated the area. I'm just going about how they stamped the area as theirs. They stamped it. This is mine. The people can live there. They can do whatever they want, but it's mine. And in the end days, when we all gather together, we will take back our claim to the West and to the North, according to the old Hittite alliance. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the Hittites, do you know that the Hittites are the Kittites?
Well,
do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, regardless,
thing,
I'm just
thing,
going with what Ezekiel.
The other thing is that all, let me just explain this. All of the 12 tribes, all of them were Israelites.
Right.
Because the father of the 12 tribes was Jacob or Yaakov Israel.
Right.
He was the father, okay? His full name was Jacob, or Jacob Israel.
Yes, but they're not,
so
but the battle isn't for Israel per se. What it is, the final battle is an attempt, okay, to restore the religion of the Israelite. It's a religious war. It's a religious war. And with that, the entire Trinitarian system will be destroyed, including the Hadithic Islam, as we see it now, atheism and humanism. Believing
and Judaism
and yes, believing that rabbinical Judaism has kept Judaism from the faith of for 2 million or two
okay,
millennia, they will also be
it?
Destroyed. The north
who
and the west will not
it?
Escape from this battle, for they are also
who is
Israel.
Destroying it.
That's what I'm getting at. According to the prophecy, their God will bring down Gog from the north and leave only the sixth part of them alive. Gog will attack Israel, but will fall in the open field. Their God will also send a fire on Magog and all those that dwell carelessly on the isles.
Now, have you studied the Quran, Mary?
No.
You need to study the Quran. If you look at the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran. If you only look at only one of those books, you only have one of three of the story.
Well, it's
not
that. Let's just say I haven't studied it page by page, you know, phrase by phrase.
Well,
but,
you need to study
well,
it page by page.
Well, but anyhow, Gog is the center of the symbolic power with its seat in the north and in the land of Magog. Magog is connected symbolically with Og.
Mary. If you're given revelations, even the old ancient Sumerian texts, all right, and you're given, you're reading all of them, but you don't read the last one, the recent one, then you're going to be out of balance.
That's what I'm doing right now, is I'm going back into the ancient, into all these ancient texts and working on this battle.
Go into the book of the Mukalisha, or the purified one, the Kathars, or the Cathead,
go in with what we gave you, read the Quran, go back to the other ones and read them. They all belong to what's called Kitab, or Mother Scripture. They all belong to Mother Scripture. Okay? And that's what you want to do. You want to read.
And they talk about this final battle?
They talk about Gog and Magog. They talk about, yeah.
Okay, then
that's
I'll go
there.
That's
what I'm saying. You're talking to people. You're asking us questions, and we done already read the book.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
And yet, one other thing, quickly also, Mary, you got to make it of the 12 tribes of Israel, right, who were Israelites, how many of those tribes were Jews, or so-called Jews?
I don't have a clue. As of yet, I'm still trying to figure out what
would
the
heck
believe, a Jew
is. Let me tell you who that was.
I asked
this
question.
Go ahead.
This question, which is, of the 12 tribes of Israel, which tribe of those 12 were Jews?
I don't have a clue.
Actually,
only one.
Huh?
Yeah, they say in Judah.
J-U-D-A-H.
That's right.
Yes.
Only
yeah.
one.
Only
so you got to make a distinction between Israelites and Jews. And
yeah.
what they have done is they have summarily connected a Jew with an Israelite. And you assume, we all assume, the world is assuming that Israelites are Jews. But they
right.
aren't.
They're right.
So,
and that
so
the
we're
ones
just separate
that
Israel
they are
and
Jews, and the ones that say they are Jews or of the house of Judah, they are not. Jesus went and told you that. He said they say they are that they are Jews and they are not, and that they're the house of Judah. He said they are of the house of their father, the devil.
The devil.
That's just what he said in the Bible. All right, because the ones who are saying that they are, there's a group that are they may not say that they are, and there are some that are saying they are. You have the groups that they the Ashkenazis. You have the Sephardics, all right? These
right.
are people that are saying that they are Jews, that they are saying that they are Jews, all right?
Ones who are of the ones who are of authentic Jewish thought are the Sephardim. The Ashkenazim
yeah.
come out of the Khazars,
right.
out of the Caucasus Mountains. They're Khazarians. They're not of authentic Jewish stock. They converted to Judaism after 700
right.
years of being in the Caucasus Mountains. They converted to Judaism. But you were a Jew. As a matter of fact, the word Jew didn't even exist back then.
Right.
Of
they didn't
Judah,
have it.
Of Judah. Of Judah. The lion.
Right.
See, we back to the feline again.
Again.
So if you're going to write something, and this is for all of us. You've got to write something. You got to make it, especially if it's about so-called Jews,
uh-huh.
or so-called Israelites. You got to make a distinction between an Israelite and someone who is a
so-called tribe. So how do they fit in the final battle? The house of
how
Judah.
How do who?
The house of Judah compared to the other Israelites.
Well, they're
let me just answer that by saying this.
Right.
The scepter shall never depart from Judah.
Right.
Nor a lawgiver from beneath Judah's feet. So only one tribe were of the tribe of Judah. Only one. The rest of them are Israelites. Yes.
And who do the Israelites follow as far as their national god? Is it the god of Judah?
Dan.
Right, that's who they
follow.
Dan
will become the law.
Right.
Dan will become the law. He is the serpent, by the way, the adder, the snake, that biteth the horse's heels until the riders fall back.
So Judah, okay, is separate from the other Israelite tribes. And one of the Israelite tribes that is separate from Judah is the tribe of Dan. So
and everyone has
the national gods of Israelite followed the law of Dan. Am I correct?
Yes, because when the bankruptcy took place in 1933, when the federal corporate government went bankrupt and all the other Western states, all the other Western countries, you're going to have 10 great nations come together under the European Economic Union. That's part of your scripture for the last days.
Right.
You have 10 nations, the 10 toes of the vision of Daniel in the last days. Right? Well, he had the vision. And the 10 toes, he saw this thing, this horrible figure. And he saw the Holy Roman Empire, which represented the 10 toes, which represent 10 countries who would come under the European Economic Union. And they all would be under the United States of Europe, headed by the Holy Roman Empire.
Okay, to simplify this, okay, for the listeners, for myself, the Israelites all come from the same seed, okay? But there was 10 tribes. The one tribe, the true tribe, is Judah, or 12 tribes, 12 tribes.
Yeah.
And one the true tribe was, well, there was Judah, okay, which represents the cat and the cat people. The other tribe, the opposing tribes, okay, that joined up with, okay, because there was only one, Judah, okay, and his followers. And then the opposing tribe of the Israelites was the tribe of Dan that went around the world to establish the law of the God of the Israelites that followed Dan. Okay? Well, now, Judah represented the lion, which represents the cat people, and Dan represents the serpent. And we'll know who the people of that follow the lion or the cat through Judah by the roots in the words, going back to C or K or a derivative thereof. Okay?
They will know who it is.
And then the final battle. Now, Judah, the people of Judah, they had their people that went around teaching the law of Judah. Dan had his people going around teaching the law of the serpent. Now, Joshua falls into what category? Dan or Judah?
Judah. This is the Messiah. This is Jesus Christ.
Falls under the lion.
He's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Because his name is Joshua or Jeshua or Jeshua Manuel Panther. He's the lion.
So, yeah.
But now Joshua practiced blood sacrifice.
Not to be confused.
Now, you're talking about Joshua, who was with Caleb?
He's talking about Joshua, and not J, the other spelling.
I'm talking about Josua, Joshua.
Right.
That
now,
followed the Canaanites around the world.
Joshua.
That chased the Canaanites out of Egypt, down into North Africa, up into up into Europe, into the Isles, and then chased them again into North America and South America. That Joshua.
And Caleb. That Joshua. Joshua and Caleb. Joshua was made king because he didn't punk down when he went over and looked and see who was inhabiting Canaan. Is that the Joshua you're talking about?
I'm talking about the Joshua that chased the Canaan. That, according to the law in Deuteronomy, the law was given to Moses, or the command was given to Moses, and also to Joshua, that they were to destroy all the people belonging to the people of Canaan.
Okay, but they didn't. Somebody spared a woman. And she was a harlot. Am I correct?
Well, harlot means harray.
Right.
Well, I don't care. Where?
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about where.
What happened? Let me tell you what happened.
The law. Okay. The law that was. What God was the God that gave the order to Joshua. Was the law that was given to Moses to exterminate the people of Canaan. which God was that? Was that the national God of Judah, or was it the national God of Dan?
Judah. It was Judah.
So that
what
was the
happened,
war God.
Right. What happened is that the rest of the tribes of Israel came out through that one no good woman. Okay, they do the symbol. They symbolize that. What I'm saying is, their mother was not a good, honorable woman. All right, and I don't mean like sexually or whatever. She was very conniving. That's the rest of the tribes of Israel's mother. It's not Judah's mother. The rest of Judah in them is to this date is all going through Mary.
Okay,
right?
So Judah carries the line of David. So Judah carries so Judah carries the line of David. It carries the line
Mary
of Solomon.
And Sarah. That's the good women.
So Judah carries the line.
His mother's name, his wife's name, and then the daughter's name was Sarah.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. Judah is the lion, and from lion from Judah comes David and Solomon. Correct.
Yes,
that's correct.
Okay.
And that whole lion or line.
And lion is like the whelp. Okay,
you can go to Revelation when John is taken in the book of Revelation, as you know, when he's taken. And it actually, it's not the revelation of John. People think that it's John who's having the revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus the Christ. In other words, it's being revealed to him who he is. So when John is taken, he sees one who sits on the throne, holding a book that's sealed with seven seals. And the question is asked, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals? And no one was found worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals. So John started to weep. But an angel told him, Sarah, an angel told him, weep not, John. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah prevaileth to loose the seven seals and to look upon the book thereof. And as each seal was loosened, that denoted a particular plague to befall the earth. But the point I'm making, weep not, John. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah from the root of David prevaileth to loose the seven seals. Closed subject, huh?
Okay,
right.
Okay, got it.
So it's only them. So what the church went to do was to kill all of them. Because today, if you ask the church, where are those people? And they're going to say they're all gone. They died with Jesus. Jesus didn't have kids on the male line, and there was no female line. That's the lie that they tell you. That's the Fibonacci that they tell you. That it was only one, zero and one. They don't tell you it was one, two that became three.
Well, guys, I'll tell you, I have to let you guys go. You guys can carry on your conversation, but right at this point in time, I've got some things I got to get done here at the center.
Okay.
Okay, but it was good talking to you guys, and folks, we have these conferences on a regular basis, and you guys are all welcome to listen in, and if you have something that you want to interject, do so by either sending me an email or instant messenger. As you see, I don't answer my calls when I'm in these conferences. So, but anyhow, it was nice having everybody join us in on these conferences tonight, and sending love, light, and take care, guys. And we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you.
Take care,
Brett. Okay, bye, Sarah.
Have a night, everyone.
All right. Okay.